people see you in restaurants in Charlotte, do they buy your dinner for you still for what you did in 96? Or?
Well, they used to buy me dinner.
I don't know if they
buy me a dinner for quite a while. But, the first 2 years were fun years.
What do you make of their run game over the last 4 or 5 games? I mean, it seems like it's just been a drastic improvement.
Yeah, it's been efficient. You know, what you see is, I think early in the season, Cam wasn't carrying the ball as much. Now, you know, all you have to look, he's got 100 carries. He's averaging 5.9 yards a carry, which is pretty phenomenal, you know, for a quarterback. But over the last 5, 6 games, he's carrying that ball. I mean, you put that combination with Stewart and McCaffrey, you know, they're different styles. You know, Stewart's a big physical guy that's a good downhill north-south, you know, in between the tackles, runner, and McCaffrey's a real space player. You know, I mean, all you have to look, there's 67 receptions. And, you know, and they'll line him out of the backfield. He'll come back in the backfield, carry the ball. So they've got a lot of versatility in terms of what they're doing. And then you add the fact that Cam, I mean, you know, you look at short yardage, all right, he probably runs more quarterback sneaks, okay. He'll run the option, you know, down in the red zone area, you know, he keeps the ball a lot. You know, I mean, if you've got to be conscious of him, you know, running the quarterback draw, you know, they'll spread you out and quarterback draw. So they've got a lot of versatility of what they do with him. And he's such a big, talented athlete that, you know, he can make yardage in a hurry.
Hey, Dom, were you at Cal when Ron Rivera was there as a player?
I recruited Ron Rivera out of high school. I'm dating myself here, so. But there's two guys on the Carolina staff that I recruited out of high school, Ron Rivera and Richard Rodgers' dad. So,
what was it like recruiting Ron and having him up?
I'll tell you, Ron was such an impressive guy coming out of high school. You know, he went to Seaside High School in Monterey. Everybody had great, great things to say about him. He grew up on Fort Ord. You know, his dad is a military guy. Very impressive home visit. Going in with his family, the discipline that he grew up with, and I think he's just a real high character guy, and he's done a tremendous job. So,
getting back to Newton, Dom, is there any particular way you're supposed to go about trying to tackle a quarterback like that, whether he's in the pocket or whether he's on the run? I mean, is there anything you say or train to, because he's just such a unique guy?
Yeah, he's. You know, he's got quickness and you know, he does a great job in the option of keeping the ball in there and riding until the last second, you know, when he pulls it out. And so he's adept at running the option game that they run with him. You know, I mean, he did a lot of that in college. And he's a fearless guy because he's, you know, he's bigger than any of your linebackers. So you've got to really play good leverage on him. You know, you got to try to keep more than one person coming, because he can quick stop and start. You know, he'll break the leverage down sometimes, and that's where you see the long runs. I mean, they had a couple of really big runs last week against, you know, one of the top defenses in the league in the Vikings. You haven't seen many long runs like they had, you know, against the Vikings. You know, one by Stewart in a short yardage situation, another one by Cam, which you don't have to go back very far. The Dolphins game, he had over a 60-yard run last week. He had a 60-yard run, you know. So that's the thing that concerns you. You've got to play every down because he can come out of there for big play at any point in time, and they'll do it a lot of different ways. You know, he can scramble and buy time in a pass game, so you've got to be able to really match your receivers up and stay with them for a long period of time. You'll see at times where the coverage will be good, he'll buy time, and next thing you know, somebody uncovers, and, you know, he hits them down the field.
What's the personnel they used on that Stewart run? Do they use that very often with the two offensive linemen as tight ends?
They do. You know, they'll go to big people. They'll use multiple tight ends, and then they'll put some offensive linemen in at the tight end position. So you have to be on top of whether, you know, reporting eligible. So you treat them, you know, as tight ends and eligible receivers, but they'll get in big people and try to pound you, you know. That's that happened to be a short yardage situation, and one guy just got a little wide in his gap, and he came out of there, and there wasn't anybody there.
I assume that Hawkins is probably going to end up playing for you on Sunday. He's obviously made some plays on the ball for you. How comfortable are you for him with Josh playing 60, 70 snaps if he needs to?
We're going to have to make plays on the ball. You know, I mean, this is one of those games where, you know, we've got to find some way to go out and get the ball taken away. You know, whether it's swarming and, you know, punching at the ball and or, you know, tip balls, you know, for interceptions, those types of things. You know, we'll, you know, that's got to be a priority for us. And that's something our guys have done a pretty good job of. You know, I mean, I think you look at we've had a pretty good string, you know, takeaway games. It's a big part of our game. You know, last Sunday it was important, you know, Ha's interception in 2 minutes and then the interception in the overtime. You know, a couple weeks before that, you know, with the Steelers, you know, we had three takeaways in that game. And that's got to be the kind of game we have to play. We have to find a way to get the ball taken away.
Hey, Dom, there's a lot of excitement in the building and certainly outside the building about Aaron coming back. Do you get the sense that your guys kind of recognize the special opportunity that this provides, and do you think that they kind of feel like a responsibility to elevate their games too, to take advantage of it?
Well, I don't think they're different than anybody else. I mean, obviously, when you have a player the caliber of Aaron, you know, I mean, because I think they have a great appreciation for what Brett, you know, what Brett has done for us. But you know, Aaron Rodgers is a special player, and so. You know, I think probably not only everybody outside, but, you know, all the guys in the locker room are happy to see number 12 back out there. You know, I mean, you know, it's pretty obvious that, you know, he's a confident guy and he exudes that confidence. And, you know, he's been our leader. And you know, so it's nice to see him back out there.
Does it change the way you call a game?
Well, not necessarily, you know. I mean, we know going in, okay, the things that we have to do. You know, this is a unique week for us. Now, you know, we saw a little bit of option last week. You saw the one long run, you know, was an option run on a third and short. So we know we just have to – we've got to be on the top of our game, you know, in defending the option part of their offense because it's a little bit unique. You know, there's not a lot of teams that do it, but the Panthers probably do it better than anybody else because, number one, that number one they have doing it. You know, I mean, that was something he was very good at in college and it's carried over and, you know, probably didn't carry the ball as much early, but, boy, he's playing fearless now. He's not hesitant about pulling that ball down and running with it.
They've gotten McCaffrey a lot more involved here the last, what, 5-6 games. What has that done for them?
Well, he's their versatile guy. I mean, you look at their receivers. Funchess, obviously, he's got 57 receptions, but McCaffrey, for a running back, has got 67 receptions. And now you combine that, okay, his combined yardage, you know, is pretty impressive. And, you know, I think you've seen him like most rookies, you know, that they've gotten him more involved in the offense. So you have to be aware of where he's located because he's going to line up in a lot of different places. You know, he'll run gimmicks. They're going to try to get the ball in his hands. You know, those two guys, they're going to try to get the ball in their hands as much as they can. Funch is a big physical guy. He uses his size. Cam has a lot of confidence in him, you know, playing a big man game in terms of throwing the ball to him. And McCaffrey in terms of being able to make guys miss and, you know, gain yardage after the run after the catch.
What does Greg Olsen give them if he's able to go this week?
Well, you know, we've always been very impressed by him. I mean, Cam's had real good chemistry with him. You know, he's a guy that can vertical stretch you. You know, really a smart receiver. And you know, he's been kind of their guy, you know, in the past. And so he's working back in. He's been working his way back in and gives him another threat.
You always say that pass rush is more than just sacks, obviously. Looking back on the interception by Kaiser last Sunday, does he throw the game-winning touchdown if Clay doesn't get the pressure there? It looks like he's got that guy open over the on the sideline. And like, was that a game-saving pressure there by Clay?
Well, you know, it's one of the plays that Clay makes, you know. I mean, out of great effort, you know, because we had him flushed, scrambling, and, you know, Clay was relentless going after him. And you know, obviously, Kaiser trying to make a play, you know, is the ball, you know, Clay's right and gets the quarterback hit and the ball's up in the air and the rest is history. So those are the kind of plays that you have to make in those kind of situations. Here we are in overtime. You know, they win the toss. We've got to find a way to go out and either take the ball away or force them to punt, and it couldn't happen any better because we get the ball on the 42-yard line and then our offense goes down and scores. So, you know, I go back to the Cincinnati game here, you know, in overtime, all right, where they had the ball first and we went out and had the three and out, where Blake had a real nice play and Josh made a nice play on third down. You have to be at your best in the critical times in the game. That's what the good teams do.